Hello out there to our Terrorism at a Glance listeners. For those of you who are new to the latest podcast from the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, we bring you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. As for the headlines circulating the news cycle this week, a Michigan bomb explosion critically injures a man and leads authorities to a weapons trove. A U.S. coalition captures a bomb maker and top Islamic State leader in Syria. A rash of attacks are being levied at churches and pro-life centers as the U.S. Supreme Court abortion decision looms. And finally, an EU law would require the timely removal of a terrorist content by tech companies. Investigators found a trove of weapons at a Warren, Michigan residence on June 11th after a bomb unexpectedly exploded, severely burning and critically injuring the homeowner, who subsequently lost his hand. Following the blast, a Michigan State Police bomb squad responded to the scene, where they found a detached garage's roof ripped open and smoldering structures on the property where fire had spread. Once inside the home of 37-year-old Michael Liberti, law enforcement discovered thousands of rounds of ammunition, firearms, and several other bombs. Warren Police Commissioner Bill Dwyer told local media, "What I think is alarming is that you have a combination of explosive devices. He had a whole arsenal of weapons. He had 4,000 rounds of ammunition." Authorities had been investigating Liberti for several weeks prior to the incident, placing him on a federal watch list after receiving a confidential tip that he had been manufacturing explosive devices, Dwyer said. Law enforcement issued additional warrants for the property as the investigation continues. U.S. coalition forces captured a senior-ranking member of the Islamic State in northwestern Syria early Thursday morning, according to multiple media reports. While officials have yet to release a name for the detainee, a coalition release stated they believe that this individual is to be an experienced bomb maker and facilitator who became one of the group's top leaders in Syria. Helicopters touched down just southwest of Jarbulus, and with minimal gunfire, forces raided an isolated home in an area which is reportedly under Turkish-backed rebel control. There were no civilians harmed during the operation, nor any damage to coalition aircraft or assets, the coalition statement read. While this latest raid, along with a number of recent deaths and detainments among top brass, has dealt the Islamic State a major blow, a Pentagon report suggests that the terrorist group's organizing capabilities remain unaffected and focused on a low-level recruitment in rural areas of Iraq and Syria. An impending Supreme Court decision on legalized abortion has sparked a recent rash of attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers and churches throughout the U.S. In recent weeks, assailants have firebombed and vandalized these types of locations, targeting organizations in areas of Oregon, Washington, Maryland, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Texas, and the District of Columbia. Last month, an unknown person or persons leaked a draft majority opinion suggesting that the Supreme Court will overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, a landmark case within the U.S. that ensured a woman's right to an abortion. According to a recently released U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops report, attackers have targeted churches and pro-life centers in 134 arson and vandalism incidents since May of 2020. 48 of those attacks occurred in the past month and a half alone. New legislation in the European Union went into effect June 7th and requires hosting service providers and online platforms to remove terrorist content and propaganda within 1 hour of notification. The ruling does not force companies to monitor for all content, install filters, or use automated tools. However, platform operators must remove or block any flagged items requested by EU member countries. The regulation targets content such as texts, images, sound recordings, or videos, including live transmissions that incite, solicit, or contribute to terrorist offenses, provide instructions for such offenses, or solicit people to participate in a terrorist group. According to the European Parliament, which enacted the law in 2021, the ruling will allow the use of terrorist content for educational, journalistic, artistic, or research purposes. Organizations that do not comply with the new law will face fines of up to 4% of their global profits. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening in, and we hope you'll tune in again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or by emailing tips at njohsp.gov.